Thank you. I'm a graduate student in Department of Mathematics and Statistics in University of Windsor. Today I'll talk about the inequalities for a parking lot queuing model. This is an ongoing my major paper for my master degree. Abstract, we discuss a linear parking lot queuing model with exponential inter-arrival times and exponential parking times. Cars try to park as close as possible to the front of the parking lot. We compare the limiting probabilities of the states. Then we prove some results about limiting probability inequalities of the model and make conjectures about some inequalities. Background is Mr. Wu, this year Mr. Wu wrote a major paper for his master degree, MMCC queuing system and parking lot. Here C is the size of the parking lot, just is the number of the spaces in a parking lot. The limiting probabilities were found for C equals 2, 3, 4, and some other results about the system were presented. In this paper, we discuss some results about limiting probabilities which hold for general values of C. So for any size, C is any the size of the parking lot, any limit number. We assume exponential distributed inter-arrival times and parking service times. There are three positions in a parking lot. Arrival rate is the number per unit time. Exponential time per car in a parking lot is 1 over mu. Then assume an arriving car will choose the first available parking spot on the left. For a parking lot with C places, there are 2 to the power of C states of the system. For example, here is a picture of the C equals 4. How do I draw this picture? In each state, the 1 means a car is present. 0 means the space is empty. And there are 5 columns. The states with the same number ones are ordered by the columns from the smallest to the largest. So here is from column 0 to column 4. And within the column, the states are ordered by the numeric order from the largest to the smallest. Now I'll show how the car parks. If we are in the state 4-0, that means there is no car in the parking lot. If there is a new arrival, then we move to the state 1-0-0-0. If there is another new arrival, then the state becomes 1-1-0-0, then to 1-1-1-0. Now if we state in the 1-1-0-0, there is a new departure, then the state becomes either 1-0-0-0 or 0-1-0-0. So the whole paper discussed the problem is, the main problem is for any pair of states A and B in a parking lot, one of the following holds. The case one is for any lambda and mu, pi A is bigger than or equal to pi B. Here pi A is the limiting probabilities of state A. The case two is for any lambda and mu, pi A is less than or equal to pi B. The case three is mixed case. For some lambda and mu, pi A is less than or equal to pi B. For others, pi A is bigger or equal to pi B. Okay.
Yeah. And then you say
compared. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I wrote a computer program in C language, and I also used the software Maple to calculate problem. C program is to place the states in a particular order, then to generate the rate matrix Q. Maple software is to calculate the limiting probabilities and to compare the probabilities of the states. Here we give some results for small c. For example, if c equals 2, from the transition diagram, we see there are four states in the parking lot. And the Q rate matrix is a 4x4 matrix. So we solve the equation for the limiting probabilities. When c equals 3, there are 8 states in the parking lot, and the rate matrix is 8x8 matrix. We calculate the limiting probabilities of each state. When c equals 4, so it is more complicated. There are 16 states, and the rate matrix is 60x61. The limiting probabilities, this one. So you can see when the parking lot is empty, so the numerator is has only one parameter mu, and when the parking lot is full, the numerator has only lambda. So I see the interesting one. When c equals 5, there are 32 states in the parking lot, and the rate matrix is this one. So I think it is not easy to draw this matrix by hand. So we benefit from the computer, and we also calculate the limiting probabilities. It is more complicated. Now we introduce some properties. The first one is for c equals 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Suppose we have two states, A and B, in our parking lot model with limiting probabilities. Here we note prob A and prob B respectively. If state A is this form, state B is the form similar to state A, just to switch 1, 0. So we get the limiting probabilities of A is bigger than limiting probability of B for all lambda and mu. Here is an example for the property 1. When c equals 5, a is the state 1, 1, 0, 1, 0. B is 1, 0, 0, 1, 1. Then from the property, we know the limiting probability of a is bigger than the limiting probability of b. Conjecture one is for anything the above statement is true. Property two is for C equals 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If lambda is much bigger than mu, then the state with C minus 1 ones has approximately equal limiting probabilities in the following sense. So this ratio, the limit of the ratio is 1. That means the states involving C minus 1 ones have the same limiting probabilities. They are equal. We give a proof. When C equals 5, we define the gamma is one lambda over mu. Then we get this ratio. So we note the numerator and denominator have the same coefficient of the highest power of the gamma. So when gamma is large enough, the limit is of the ratio is 1. So we get the proof. Property 3 is for any C, the above statement is true. Conjecture 2 is from the previous property, we know that the limiting probabilities of the state involving C minus 1 ones have the same equal limiting probabilities. Now we give a better approximation about these states. Property 4 is consider a continuous time Markov process that ij be arbitrary states. If ai is rate out of state I, bij is rate from state I to state j. Pi I is the limiting probabilities of state I. St be two states such that there is a path from S to T. If S is bigger than T, so from S minus 1 to T plus 1 to T, then we get the inequalities of pi S and pi T. So from the right side, the picture for C equals 3. If S is 1, 1, 1, T is 0, 1, 0, so we see if there is a path from S to T. We give the proof. First, we draw the table involving state and rate out and rate in. For example, if the state is S minus 1, the rate out is A S minus 1. The rate in is the rate from S to S minus 1 plus the rate from other states to S minus 1. So from the property rate out equals rate in, so we give the inequalities of the right side. So we can solve the inequalities. Property 5 is if we label the columns of our parking lot system as 0, 1, 2, 3, let A be a state in column I, B is a state in column J if I is less than J, then exist lambda and mu such that pi B is bigger than pi A. We give the proof. This picture we see it is a MMCC queuing system, is a birth-death process. So easily we can get the limiting probabilities of I and C. And we know the A is a state in column I, so pi A is less than pi I. And from previous property, there is a path from C to B, so we have the inequalities with between pi B and pi C. So we get the ratio pi B over pi A. So from these inequalities, if R is large enough, then pi B is bigger or equal to pi A. Here we introduce a definition. A is less than B if cumulate state A is less than or equal to cumulate sum B for each entry of A and B. Here, A and B have the same number of ones. For example, the state A is 1 0 1 0 1 1. B is the state 1 0 0 1 1 1. The cumulative sum A is 1 1 2 2 3 4. Cumulative sum B is 1 1 1 2 3 4. Then we define that B is less than A. Which one?
Which
one?
Which digit is the most likely closer
to the exit digit? This one? Yeah. One, the first and the first, the second is the first plus the second. The cumulative sum of A, we can see.
Yeah. The one parking lot closest to the exit.
Parking lot
closest to where it is desired to find.
The most desirable. Okay.
Most desirable.
Most desirable. Okay. Okay. They are all the most desirable.
Yeah. Property six is A is less than B if and only if there is a sequence of states. A0 to AN, here A0 is A, AN is B, for some I, such that AI plus 1 is obtained from AI by switching just 0, 1, switch 0, 1, at exactly the same positions of the two states vectors. So we give the conjecture 3 is within the same column, i.e. same number of ones, if A, B, B state vectors with the same number of ones, then for any number under mu, pi A is less than pi B, if and only if A is less than B. Here is the definition, another definition. Define the code of state vector to be the position of the last one in the vector. So, example, if the state 10100 has the code 3, and 11010 has code 4. The property 7 is let the columns be labeled 0123 for a parking lot queuing system. If A has the code I, B is in the column J. If I is less than J, then exists lambda and mu, such that pi A is bigger than pi B. The example of the last property is from this picture, the state A is the pink one, 0100. The state B is the green one, 1011. So the code A is 2. The column B is 3. Of course, 2 is less than 3. Then we get the existing lambda and mu such that pi A is bigger than pi B. Oh, okay, thank you. So here, now here, I need to thank for my supervisor, Dr. Marion Halenka. He helps me a lot in this interesting paper. So any questions and suggestions?
So the floor is open.